Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. I'm very pleased to welcome to the show today Tricia Islam, who is the director of All Kids Can Be with the United Way East Ontario. Tricia, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Bob, for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. I think in order for us to talk about this upcoming campaign, first we need to just explain briefly, if you can, what All Kids Can Be is.
That's a great question. So All That Kids Can Be cares about ensuring that no matter where you are in our region, no matter what your upbringing is, you have access to a great life. So you have access to that in your community, in your schools, and the programs that we offer, they support mental health, after school programs, summer programs, all the things that a child needs in order to be successful in life.
It's one of the key directions or pillars of the United Way in the different areas that your organization aims to help out the community in general, isn't it?
That's right. And today, actually, I wanted to speak to you about a recent study that came out. So we learned that actually in 2021, 44%, so that's nearly half of public school students in Ottawa, they reported fair or poor mental health. Now, what's really concerning about that is that's twice as many students compared to 2019, which is why working towards improved mental health outcomes for children and youth is more important than ever before.
Okay. So the new campaign that is being launched, does it address some of that, or how is it sort of working, perhaps addressing a few of these needs that youth today have?
That's right. So our campaign is called Move for Youth. It's a three-week activity challenge. So it's running from May 1 to May 21. We're asking folks across our region to help us in reaching 30 million steps in 3 weeks. Now, if we're able to do that, we get to unlock $30,000. And all that money is going towards mental health programs, after school and summer programs for local kids.
Well, that's pretty cool. It seems to be quite the goal, 30 million steps, but a collaborative effort. It may be achievable.
Absolutely. And you can reach those steps in any way you like. You can dance, you can walk, you can kayak. I'm an introvert, so I like to take my headphones to the park, but you can sign up your kids, your family, folks at your workplace. And we have challenges actually for teams and for individuals with some cool gift cards if you're able to reach them.
Can you outline some of those challenges? Maybe tell us some of those that you think would appeal to the different age groups?
Sure. So we have a group target. So if you sign up as a team, then you might be eligible to get a $200 gift card. So we have a leadership board when you sign up for Move for Youth. And I do want to mention that in order to sign up, we'd like you to go to our website, unitedwayeo.ca. And then you can go to our event page, go to Move for Youth, and then it has all the information you need in order to sign up. We're tracking our steps on an app called Move Spring. And on that app, there is that leadership board where we're able to count how many steps you're taking, how many steps your team is taking, and then you might be eligible for some gift cards.
We had just a tiny bit of static when you mentioned the name of the app. Could you repeat that?
Absolutely. So the app's name is Move Spring, and you can think about it as moving in the springtime because we're in May. So it's Move Spring.
Excellent. And this is just an app that you download to your phone, and then it's going to help you with tracking how many steps you're taking.
Exactly.
How did this campaign come about? I mean, it seems like a fairly obvious idea, but at the same time, to tie it to youth, because we're always talking about physical fitness and trying to be as healthy as possible, but to tie this specifically to youth, where was that connection made?
That's a great question. So this campaign actually started during the pandemic. So we are in our third year, and it ties back to mental health outcomes. We know that youth are experiencing deep disruptions in their lives in ways that they never have before. So this is an opportunity for us to get active and fit ourselves. One of the things that we know is from the research that physical activity goes a long way towards improving mental health. It's affordable. So the more steps you take to improve your own mental health and your own physical fitness, the more money we can then raise in order to improve the mental health and well-being of youth in our community.
One of the things that people really like about the United Way is that money raised in our community stays in our community. Maybe you could talk about, if not the specific organizations that'll be helped, maybe the type of organizations that'll be helped.
Absolutely. So we, as you were saying, you said that perfectly, all the money raised goes back into our community. So it goes towards mentoring programs for children and youth. It goes towards life skills programs, family support programs, homework clubs, which is a space for young people to go after school, summer programs. You know, I think about how when the summer came around, I didn't have a place to go. And so United Way raises money for programs that allows kids spaces to be when they don't have anywhere else to go.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty good. So let's go through the process of getting involved here. You mentioned that the first step is to go to unitedwayeo.ca.
That's perfect. Once you're on our website, then you just scroll down. There's a part called events, and then there's a link that says Move for Youth. When you click on Move for Youth, it has all the information you need on how to register, our challenges and prizes I mentioned before, as well as an FAQ. So everything that you need is on our website.
Fantastic. And then people, as you were mentioning, can get together with some friends. You can make teams and so on and set these goals. And I can see a group of kids saying, okay, we want to make 1,000,000 steps or 100,000 steps or whatever, tracking their progress and then sort of altering their goals, realizing they can get more. It'll be motivation.
Exactly. And as I was saying before, if you want to team up with your coworkers, with your friends, then you can sign up for a team challenge, which is great to get people motivated, as you're saying, get the kids outside in the spring. But again, if you may have mobility related challenges, or if you are only able to achieve those steps individually, there's lots of opportunities for you as well. So whatever you're able to do, we have a prize for you.
Excellent. Well, that is fantastic. And before I let you go, maybe just once again, tell us a little bit about those prizes, get some people motivated to get moving.
Absolutely. So we have an overall group target. So if we reach our goal of 30 million steps, then we're going to do a random draw, and then 3 lucky participants will win a $100 gift prize. We also have individual gift cards, $100 gift cards, and the team with the highest number of steps will also receive a $200 gift cards. So these aren't small gift cards. They're a pretty hefty sum.
Absolutely. It certainly sounds like it. And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun while, of course, helping local organizations that help local youth. Thank you so much for doing this, Trisha. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me today, Bob.
Our guest today on In Focus, director of All That Kids Can Be at United Way Eastern Ontario, Trisha Islam. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. In case you wanted to check this out further, we'll have that link, unitedwayeo.ca, up on our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca. Have a wonderful afternoon.